and I'm part of this experience with other frail senior citizens because a political gesture wants to be made. We would like this advocacy effort to compel changes in the public policy regarding medications in our own country, the United States of America. The opposition in this effort is Big Pharma, which is all of the consortium of the big drug companies, and they have an extremely powerful, extremely well-funded lobbying effort, and which as an advocacy body, this or other agencies do not have. And one canard that I think should be shot down is reimportation, which is a word that is in everybody's lips. And it is a very powerful image because it conveys the impression that drugs are made in the United States, exported to Canada, and then reimported to the United States. Now, all of us know that, or we should know, that that's not how big business works. It outsources. So a medication might be made in another country, let's say Ireland, for example, and the production line will be making a drug, and part of the production line will take this route and go into bottles destined for the United States, or may take that route for prescription bottles that are destined for Canada. But in Canada, the prescription is has a drug identification number, which is unique in the system. That doesn't exist for anybody else, and that's a plus because it ensures greater safety by being there. So the drugs are not re-imported. They are imported. It's ludicrous to think that Canada, with its population of, let's say, 30 million people, can produce enough drugs or has enough drugs to supply the United States with 300 million people. So the effort is not to import drugs, but to import the policies which unfortunately exist in the United States, but presently are limited. For example, the Veterans Administration in the United States allows for negotiated prices, whereas Medicare, which addresses all of the seniors and disabled people in the United States, does not. In fact, it specifically prohibits the Secretary of Health and Human Services to negotiate prices. And I guess if only that restriction were lifted, there's no reason to think that the United States would not benefit from negotiated prices as well, just like Canada's, and perhaps because of the volume, perhaps even a little better than Canada. So I think I'll stop that discussion there, and we can come to it a little bit later if you so desire. Thank you.